You know, just when you thought your weekend couldn't get any worse, leave it to your ex to really fucking turn it up a notch. I can't even count how many times I've said to myself, well, it can't get any worse than this. And then somehow, they telepathically hear me and respond with, hold my beer. I don't have it in me to search through dating apps this week. Ghosting. The people that just don't respond. But then the people that do respond and don't shut the hell up. Or the people that do respond but don't respond with a question of their own, like, how was your day? And they respond with, fine. Cool. Well, I'm going to go fuck myself now. Thanks for the chat. Rinse and repeat over and over. Answering the same questions, having the same conversations, day in and day out. I have had enough for now. It's been a while since I've reached out to some friends. People who already know me. People I can just be like, hey, come on by. And it's not 20 questions with awkward icebreaker jokes and anxiety and sexual tension. I am too emotionally drained for that bullshit right now. I am scrolling through my phone and slowly realizing I don't have a ton of options on that front either. But then I saw your name. We've been friends since middle school, around there. Had our little teenage high school flirtathon, but it never amounted to anything. We just always have been better friends. I immediately felt like if you didn't come over so I could just trauma dump on you, I might just pass away. It's been almost a year since we've talked, but we've had long bouts of time go by before, and somehow we just pick right back up where we left off like nothing ever happened. Sure enough, when I sent the text of we need to hang out ASAP or I'm going to die, you asked if I was free tonight. Of course, I'm in a divorce. What the fuck else would I be doing? I'm so happy you're coming. Nothing makes me feel better than having a good old-fashioned trauma competition with you. You show up in, hey now, I didn't anticipate you looking so beautiful. But I could never say that to you. I stuttered when I said hello, which you definitely didn't miss. You chuckled and said hi with a punch to the arm. Gotta love your elementary style flirting. No, stop. You're not flirting. You're not dead sexy. You're my friend, and we are just going to be big sad together. You sit down on my couch, complimenting my place and how it looks for a depressed, freshly divorced man over 30 who will probably die alone. I said, that means a lot, coming from a miserable wench who couldn't keep a boyfriend if she paid him. Nothing but love. I plop down next to you and you lean into me, your head on my shoulder for that sliver of genuine affection, letting me know you're just busting my balls and that you're happy you're here. I lean the side of my head against yours and let out a sigh, which loosely translates into, thank you for being here. You really are one of my best friends, and I love our time together. I grab my vape and take a hit. Okay, where to begin? I give you the whole rundown in painful detail from beginning to end and all the way up to this weekend that has me all upset. You then take your turn catching me up on the drama that has been your life for the past year. And man, we have really had some shitty luck. After a few hours of talking and me smoking, we throw a horror movie on and turn out the light. I get on the couch and stretch out. You stretch out in front of me, being the little spoon. We've watched movies like this before with zero sexual tension. but tonight, I'm feeling a little something, but after pouring my guts out, I don't think I got it in me to perform, so I'm glad that we are just friends and not, you start pressing your ass back against me. I'm not sure if it's on purpose or if you're just trying to get comfy, so I scoop back as far as I can, which isn't much more at all. When I do, you scoot back too, your ass pressing hard against my crotch. My brain wants to pull your pants down and, you know, slide my dick inside you, but my body is not really reacting. You rub up and down and then turn to look at me, asking if I'm okay. And that's when I break down. I haven't had somebody ask me if I was okay, genuinely, in a long time. And I'm just not. You turn and wrap your arms around me. No more jokes or poking fun. You're just being my rock in that moment and letting me spill my emotions and tears out all over your shoulder. I'm not crying because I miss my ex or I want to get back with her. I'm crying because my life is a disaster now, because I'm sick of dealing with her miserable ass, because I'm exhausted from being pulled into a million directions at once. You hold me close, nice and tight, and I just let it out. As I stop, I start to drift. Before I know it, I'm asleep in your arms. Nobody makes me feel as safe and comfortable as you. Even when you may or may have been putting the moves on me. About an hour later, I wake up and you're asleep too. Turn back around so your butt is against my crotch, snuggling my arm between your boobs. I think my sads wore off, because my cock immediately reacted and grew against you. My rise in blood pressure and heartbeat may have started to alert you that I wasn't sleeping anymore because you shifted and pressed your ass against me harder. I wasn't about to try and hide it, though, so I kept my hips locked and let my cock press between your legs as much as it could, considering we still had pants on, which, why did we at this point? I slowly took my arm away and pulled my pants and underwear all the way down. I slide my arm back to where it was, and you lifted to welcome me back in. There's no way you're still asleep, but maybe you're just pretending, which is adorable. Now my cock can slip between your legs and does on your next shift and backwards press. I hear a small whimper slip out, but your eyes stay closed. That's when I feel you take my hand and slowly snake it down your body and into your pants. A moan trickles out as you lift your top leg up so my hand can slide down and feel your pussy. It's drenched and is already soaked through your panties into your pajama pants you have on. I press my hips forward and the head of my cock is pressing against your hole just outside of your pants. My pre-cum mixing with your juices that are leaking through as I swirl my fingers around your clit. You gasp as you grab my forearm tight. This slow and sensual touch is turning me on more than anything has in years. You let go of my arm and hook your thumbs into your pants, starting to pull them down. I move my arm out of the way so you can get them down and off, still adorably keeping your eyes closed. Before I can do anything, you reach down and wrap your fist around my cock. Another gasp as you feel just how thick I am and how hard I am just for you. We flirted back in the day, but we never made it this far. This was the first time you have ever had your hand on my cock. Ever. I growl against the side of your neck as you stroke me for a few seconds, your hand going up over the tip and coating your palm in pre-cum before sliding down my length. Just a few strokes before you lift your leg and arch your back a little, angling your ass towards me more straight on as you press me to your pussy. I shift my hips so that my tip can find your hungry wet hole. I feel you pull, aching for me to slip inside. But I hesitate. And that's when you open your eyes and turn slowly to look back at me. There she is. I whisper, I just wanted to see your eyes when I did this. Then I push my length into you. Your pussy lips welcoming me in and coating my skin in your wetness so that I can pull back and push back in even easier than the first time. Your eyes roll back and they close again with a louder moan. I hold your back tight against my chest as I fuck my dick into you with a slow but deliberate rhythm, pushing it all the way in and letting you grind up and down so that my cock hits all of your walls. It's so intense, slow and passionate. It's exactly what I needed, what I've been missing. You're exactly what I've been missing, and I never saw it until now. I turned your head back toward me and leaned over so I could kiss you, now moving our hips together to provide just the right amount of sliding in and out and grinding up and down. I hook my arm just under your tummy and pull you back into me as I start thrusting just a little harder, letting you know that even though I'm not breaking your back, I am in control. You grip my arm and I feel your nails dig in as your mouth freezes. You gasp and hold your breath, and I can feel you coming. You whimper the words, and I just lose it. I whimper them back into your ear, and you growl at the sound of me coming undone. I fill you up with all the cum my balls can produce, and just keep pumping. I don't ever want it to stop. Even though I know it has to, it's about time. You kiss me again and then turn, holding my arm tight and keeping yourself pressed back onto me, keeping my length submerged inside you. I hold you tight and we drift off together, still connected by emotion and now with my cock just warming, soaking inside you. Sweet dreams, baby. We will sort this all out in the morning.